Hello, my name is John Davis. Today is the 16th of December 2013 and I am about to introduce Kathleen Mogg. Kathleen, would you introduce yourself and say where and when you were born?
My name is Kathleen Mogg. I was born in Churchham in 1932. I am now 81 years old.
What years did you work at Fieldings, Kath?
1949 till 1955.
How did you first learn about Fieldings, Kath?
I saw an advert in the Citizen for the job, but my boyfriend then was working there as well.
Can you remember anything about the interview? Who interviewed when you went there or anything?
I think his name was Mr. Pryor. But that's about it. But I was told that I had the job.
So, obviously, you lived out at Churchham then, and then you had to get to work. How did you manage to get there? Did you cycle, or did a bus, or what was it?
Well, we'd moved to Minsterworth, and then I used to catch the bus at 6:45 every morning, get dropped at the bottom of Westgate Street, and walk round by the prison and all down there to Fieldings to hopefully get there on time to clock in.
So that you weren't late and you didn't lose any money?
Yeah. Well, you didn't want to see Mr. McCarragher telling you off.
Right. So you travelled and you mentioned you coming in from Minsterworth and then walking through the city. Anything you particularly remember about that journey? Any other factories or anything along the way?
Well, just past the Guildhall, really. Right.
And you got off the bus in Westgate Street.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we talked about clocking in. Well, about entering the factory for the first time, Kath. What were your memories of that? The sights, the smells, the sounds?
Very, very nervous, but soon got used to that. Yeah, it was a big thing because I was only 16.
And what were you employed as to start with, Kath?
Inspection, up in the light machine shop, doing all the cards.
Okay, because it was quite a complex thing, wasn't it? Having stuff inspected and rejected, etc. So you dealt with the paperwork for that, did you?
Yeah. Yes.
Can you remember any of the people who you work with in inspection?
Frank Hanks, Tony Griffiths, and Bill Gallin. Yeah.
And so what did it feel like, sort of being up in a light machine shop, as you said, with all these men?
Very frightening. but I soon got used to that, and I just loved the job.
Lovely. Now, can you remember anything particularly about the people you worked with? One particular person in particular, perhaps?
Tony Franklin. I liked him. Ray Smith. Brendan Main. There's quite a lot of people that I can remember their names.
Well, anybody in the name of Fred, was it?
Oh, right. Yeah, my boyfriend. We were going out together and we got engaged when I was 18, and we got married in 1953, and I left in 1955.
So having started as Kathleen Mogg, what was your name when you finished then?
Mrs. Mad Jack Allen.
So, right, tell me a little bit about Mad Jack Allen then.
Well, he was just a character. I met him at a football match. He lived at Westbury years ago. Then he moved into Seymour Road. He was just the only man I ever wanted. And he was very kind.
And did you have any children, and did any of those come to Fieldings?
Oh, yes, we had three sons, and two of them came to Fieldings as apprentice. One was Philip Allen, the other was Nigel Allen. But Richard, the youngest, is more in the... He's a more pen pusher then, that sort of thing.
Oh, right.
It was finished by then anyway, apprenticeships.
I think they did in. I think they did in most places back in those days.
Days.
Unfortunately, it looks as they might be having a comeback now, but we'll see how that goes. You didn't obviously didn't work nights or anything, Kath, did you?
No,
so,
no.
So what was your? Did you use a canteen at all, or can you remember anything about coffee breaks, tea breaks, or whatever?
Well, I think the trolley used to come round, and we used to buy things off there. I never used the canteen, not that I can remember anyway.
About any of the, what sort of goodies did they have on the trolley? Can you remember any of those?
Oh, sandwiches, cakes, and the tea, cups of tea, and yeah, really good.
And how about the ladies that came round with the trolley? Can you remember any of those?
I can remember them, but I can't remember their names.
Right. About now, sporting and social activities, Kath, did you get involved in any of those?
Oh, yeah. Great cricket fan. I started helping down at the old Fieldings Club when they had the railway carriages there. And I also took over from Underwood, Dot Underwood, when she finished. And then I did the teas for years. And then I used to run all the dinners that we had, which was quite a few, at the Fleece Hotel.
Well, we've got some of those photographs here now, Kath. Would you like to talk about any of them and perhaps name some of the people?
Well, there's George Bircher, who was quite a character at Fieldings. He was a groundsman, and actually Fred, my husband, took over the groundsman from him when he finished. This is a photo of the cricket team of, I can't remember actually when it was, but there's quite a few on there that I can remember as Bumper Humphreys, Fred Rossiter, John Mabbott, Neil Dickinson, Ken Daniel, Noel Pocket, Don Keyes, and Paul Daniels. And
his husband Fred on there as well, Kath?
No, he isn't on there.
Not on that one.
But he's on one of the cricket dinners. And with myself, Ken Daniel, and his wife. And I can't remember who that is. But I think those were friends.
Never mind, you're doing pretty well so far.
There's a photograph of my husband at the old Fieldings Club with his pint of beer, which he enjoyed. There's a photograph also of the Supporters Club, which was the wives and all the children that used to follow the cricketers around when we weren't down at Fieldings doing teas.
They look a happy crowd.
Yeah, there's myself, Maureen Dickinson, Eileen Boone, and that was a Samuels, I think.
Wonderful.
That was at Cirencester Park.
Okay, good. Oh, so, and Fred played cricket as well, did he?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah. He was... not very good at it, but he enjoyed cricket. He did umpiring as well after, and he loved the ground. He always down there, Friday nights, get the thing ready for cricket the next day.
How about anything like skittles or anything like that? Did Fred play skittles?
Oh yeah, we had inter-department skittles. I played. My team was called the Smurfs. We won it once, and then we used, first of all, we started at the India House, And then when Fielding's Club was built, we moved to there.
I remember the Smurfs well, because I played for the Drawn Office A team. So we can. I well remember those evenings. They're very, very good. So, Kath, you mentioned working in the light machine shop inspection. Did you go anywhere else after that?
Yes, I moved downstairs to the drawing stores, which I really liked down there. I had quite a lot of going over to the drawing office and getting, it was called modifications, and distributing them all around the factory. That was my best job there.
So you sort of saw both sides of the fence then?
Yes, I did.
Wonderful. Did you work, have any more to do with larger machine inspection department?
No, not really. I was more doing the...
So you were, but the two areas were quite close together, weren't they?
Well, yeah, because I had to go through inspection
to get there. That's right, yeah. Okay. Okay, Kath, now tell me now, any particular happy memories of working at Fielding's?
Well, yes, in 1953, I married my now husband, which was really what I wanted. And we went to live in Gloucester, in Treadworth, and then in 1961 we moved to Long Levens, and I'm still in the same house now. I live on my own at the moment because Fred died 23 years ago in 1990 at 70 years of age.
Okay, thank you that very much for that then, Kath. No, it's okay. So you eventually left Fielding's then, and could you tell me why you left? Was it you were expecting children, or?
Yeah, I was pregnant, and my son Phil was born in 1955 in June, but after that, I really went back to Fielding's Club, where I worked behind the bar and really nearly took over it, but I just didn't. And then I really enjoyed that.
So we were able to meet up with old colleagues and friends, etc., from behind the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And taking the money from them.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And do you think Fielding's was a particularly good company to work for?
Oh, yeah. I loved it there. Absolutely, yeah.
And I don't know what you thought of the management. Any comments to make about them?
Didn't really see much of them, but yeah, they were all right to me.
Was it a nice sort of environment to work in, was it?
Oh, yeah, very happy, yeah.
So in a way, you were sort of sorry to leave it all then?
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, yeah. Oh, well, thanks very, very much for that, Kath. That was very, very interesting. And we'll make sure that these pictures are seen in the right place. And just one last thing about, you mentioned your two sons. Are they still in engineering or what are they doing?
Nigel's still in engineering at Walls Factory. Phil went on to the railway after he finished his apprenticeship, and he is now retired early.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that, Cass. Very, very interesting. And thank you once again. And Merry Christmas.